Good afternoon, everybody. This is station WORD, broadcasting from the great stadium of life. We have for you a play-by-play description of the greatest and most important of all gridiron classics, the game of life. Our game here will be underway in just a few moments. And while we await the opening whistle, we'd like to point out some interesting sidelights surrounding this momentous occasion. The weather is ideal in the stadium, even though it really makes little difference, since a game as important as this one must be played regardless of conditions. There's a tremendous crowd on hand today. The stands are literally packed with a great cloud of witnesses, as the writer of Hebrews points out. Down on the field, we can see that both teams are completing the pregame workouts. To our right are the players representing Christianity. And this Christian team, by the way, has the finest of all coaches. Noted for his unerring wisdom, this great mentor, Jesus Christ, is the model of perfection in the coaching realm. However, as we look down to our left, we see another great squad and a very cunning and clever coach. This is the team coached by Satan, the forces of evil. And believe you me, Satan and his men will be tough to handle. There's a great wave of anticipation and expectancy in the crowd as the two teams prepare for the opening kickoff. As you know, the referee for this game of life is God himself, the perfect, just, and all-seeing referee. And the rules of the game, the instructions as to how it should be played, are found in God's book, the Bible. The coaches have given their respective players their last-minute instructions, Jesus Christ telling his players, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Christ has now come off the field, and it's all up to the players whom he's just left with that last-minute challenge ringing in their ears. The outcome of this spectacle is all the more important to these alumni who are here because of the fact that the entire hope of Christianity in this, the game of life, depends upon the ball-carrying ability of average Christian. This places a heavy responsibility on average Christian, and that's the reason the eyes of the crowd will be upon him today. Both teams are lined up now for the opening kickoff. The goals of the two teams are exactly opposite, that of Christianity being the goal of heaven, while the forces of evil will head toward their goal, hell. And now it's going to be Satan's team kicking off to Christianity, and there's the referee's whistle as the game is underway. It's Criticism kicking a high end-over-end kick. It's taken on the goal line by average Christian. He starts up the field as forces of evil players move in on him. He appears a bit uncertain, but he gets across the 15. Now he cuts to his right and picks up some interference. It's Prayer and Humility. Average Christian is still going up the far sideline past the 30 with Prayer and Humility out in front clearing the way. There's one of Satan's men trying to crash through, and average Christian sidesteps beautifully at the 40, getting away from temptation. Now he runs with added confidence. He crosses the midfield stripe and makes his way toward this side of the field. But he left his interference on the other side. And now he's by himself down to the 45. He sidesteps nicely, getting away from hypocrisy, and goes to the 43, doing a nice job in the broken field. But there's a player coming up from behind. He's gaining. He dives and makes the tackle beautifully at the 40-yard line in forces of evil territory. Average Christian appeared confident that he was on his way to score. But temptation sneaked in for the tackle. And over on the far sidelines, we can see Satan pacing up and down the sidelines, getting reserves ready for action. Here's Christianity back to the line of scrimmage, and the ball is snapped this time to average Christian, who drives off his own right tackle, finds a hole, and blasts through to the 32 before the big opposing lineman, Procrastination, brings him to the ground. The tackle who opened that hole for average Christian was the very capable and important lineman, Church Attendance. He had a hole there big enough to drive the proverbial truck through, and average Christian drove through nicely until hit hard by Procrastination in the opponent's secondary. Second down two now as Christianity is out of the huddle once again. The forces of evil set up their defense, and here's the play. It's average Christian trying the middle of the line. He stopped cold after a pickup of about a yard. It was carelessness on the tackle as good intentions failed to open a hole in the line. In fact, good intentions was in the way himself on that one. Well, it's third down and a yard, and the Christianity team is calling for a timeout. Just what Christianity will do to stop Procrastination, Hypocrisy, Temptation, and the other forces of evil remains to be seen. We've noted in observing some of the onlookers that there are several famous and successful veterans of this big game in the stands today. They are famous alumni who are on hand to pull for men trying to follow in their footsteps. Among them are such notables as Moses, Gideon, Peter, Paul, and many, many others. It's time to go back to play now at the Stadium of Life, Christianity out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage. And here's the pass from center. Again, it goes to Average Christian. Average Christian is coming around his own left end, looking for a chance to cut downfield. Now he's getting some interference and makes his cut. It's Prayer out there again. And there's Faith throwing a beautiful block as he got to the 30. He's still going strong. Faithfulness comes in to add interference to the 25 as Average Christian, running nicely, cuts to his right, leaving his interference. He's to the 23 by himself, heading goalward. But a couple of tacklers are trying desperately to catch him from behind as he gets across the 20. He'll have to hurry, and he's hit and fumbles the ball at the 15-yard line. And the ball is recovered by forces of evil. And Average Christian, fans, is hurt on the play. He doesn't get up. Average Christian remains on the ground. This boy, Temptation, can certainly get in on plays when least expected. He and Little Sins just came from out of nowhere to bring about the downfall of Average Christian. And now the coach for Christianity, Jesus Christ, has come onto the field and is talking to his ball carrier, Average Christian. Let's take a look. And it looks like Average Christian is going to stay in